Jerry and the Pirates. Jerry and the Pirates, starring Jerry Robbins. Co-starring Rob Cattell, Connor Doherty, and Ricky McDonald.
Come in, it's open.
Good morning, Mr. Davenport, good morning.
Mayor, have a seat.
Why, thank you very much.
There's coffee in the pot there, help yourself.
Oh, I don't mind if I do. Ah, what a lovely February day. You know, on days like this, I always remember that spring is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's a nice thought.
I could never understand how you could leave sunny Beverly Hills, California, for dark, damp, and freezing cold Marblehead.
Ever been to Hollywood, Mayor?
No.
Then you'll never understand.
Still, this is my favorite time of day, high noon, when the temperature warms up to a balmy 23 degrees.
Why aren't you in the office today?
Oh, I was this morning, but I'm playing golf in a half hour over at the club.
Golf, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
But you just said yourself that it's 23 degrees outside.
Yes, I know. I dress warm.
I'm missing something here.
Like what?
There's 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Yes, I know. Wonderful for the ski resorts, wouldn't you say?
Mayor, how can you play golf in this weather?
Ice golf.
Ice golf? What's ice golf?
Well, just as it sounds, except we play in snowshoes, and the balls are painted black.
You're kidding, right?
Is this the face of a kidder?
Ice golf.
Ice golf.
I'll have to watch you play sometime. Doesn't the ball slide on the ice? How can you sink it?
Each ball has a strip of sandpaper on it, which prevents it from sliding too far on the packed-down snow. Oh, I've been playing it for years. My favorite winter sport.
And I thought things were crazy in California.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that I am expecting a delivery this afternoon by the delivery truck.
All right. And?
After my game of ice golf, I have a meeting with the town maintenance department.
Okay. What does this have to do with the package you're expecting?
Only that I won't be home.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll leave it on your porch.
No, they won't.
They're supposed to.
I know, but they won't.
Well, that's not right. Well, let's call the company and tell them you insist.
Insist what?
About how they should leave the package on your porch.
Why would they do that?
Because you won't be home in time, just like you said.
But it's coming over here instead.
What?
I left a note on my door instructing them to bring it over here to your house. I didn't think you would mind holding it for me until I return.
Not at all.
I couldn't leave it on the porch. It's terribly expensive, you know.
Do you mind my asking what it is?
It is a very expensive vase, and it once belonged to Napoleon.
The Napoleon?
That Napoleon.
Amazing.
Real silver. A museum piece. But it's not going to be in a museum because... I bought it.
Makes sense.
So, you keep an eye out for it, will you?
Yep, you can pick it up here after a meeting this afternoon.
Delightful! Thank you so much. Well, it's almost time to tee off. I have to go home and get my snowshoes. See you later.
Bye. Mrs. Thorne? Mrs. Thorne? Must be out. Yes?
Baggage for Mr. Quigley. He left a note saying to deliver it here.
That's right.
Sign here, please. Thank you.
There you go. Oh, it's heavy.
Sure is. What's in there?
Napoleon. Boy, this is heavy. Put it in the kitchen.
Vase owned by Napoleon. Pretty exciting. I bet the box weighs more than he did. Gotta be Cranker. Yes, Cranker?
Did you forget you were meeting me today at 3 o'clock?
Oh, no. Yes, I did forget. It's been hectic here. Sorry about that. Where are we meeting?
At the Commodore in Beverly.
Are you there now?
Yes, I'm on my second shrimp cocktail.
Have a third. I'll be there in a few minutes.
I'm home.
Two.
Looks like no one's here.
Cool, I can blast my stereo for a while.
Hey, check this out.
What?
Look on the breakfast table. A huge box.
So?
Don't you want to know what's inside? It obviously came on a delivery truck. See? It's all sealed up for travel.
Richie, it's a box. So what? Who cares?
Well, you have a birthday next month, don't you?
Yeah. So?
Don't you think this could be something Uncle Jerry bought for you and had delivered to the house?
Richie, that... Do you think?
It's possible.
But what could it be? I mean, that's a big box.
What do you want that would come in a box that size?
Maybe it's a new stereo.
The box seems about the right size for that. What's wrong with your stereo?
Only one speaker works.
Let's open it.
What?
Let's open it, come on!
Richie, I'm not opening my birthday present a month early, assuming it's for me in the first place.
It's gotta be. My birthday has come and gone, and presents isn't for months.
Mrs. Thorne, could be a new blender.
Paul, you're stalling.
I know I am, and I don't even know why I'm stalling. I'm just gonna cave in the last minute, like I always seem to do.
Now you're talking.
But what if it is my birthday present? Uncle Jerry will know I opened it. He can always tell when I have that look on my face.
What look?
You know, this look.
Oh yeah, that one. It's a pretty guilty look. See, when I get into trouble, my look doesn't look like anything, which is why I get away with it most of the time.
Let me see your look.
Like this, see?
Yeah, not much there for giving you away.
I know, I got it down to a science.
Well, if this is my birthday present, you make sure you look at Uncle Jerry before I do.
Paul, we'll tape it back together and he'll never know the difference. Now, get a knife.
Boy, if this is a new stereo, we won't be able to wait for it a whole month.
You'll have to. Give me the knife. Wow, this is sealed up tighter than Fort Knox.
Hurry.
Don't rush me, I have to cut the tape carefully, so no one will see it broken.
I never thought of that.
Done. Now, let's get the bubble stuff out of there. Huh?
What is that?
I think... Here, help me take it out of the box.
What is that?
It's all silver. Must be expensive.
It's a vase.
You sure? Maybe it's some kind of new stereo. Yeah, it's a vase.
What kind of dumb idea is that?
A vase? Pretty solid.
You think it's my birthday present?
Might be. Nah, Uncle Jerry wouldn't get you something dumb like this.
Yeah, you're right. Let's get it back in the box before he gets home.
Hey, look. When you tip it upside down, the handles on the side look like ears.
Yeah, looks like an alien space helmet.
Yeah, I wonder if it fits.
Huh, Richie, what are you doing?
I'm going to try it on for size.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not.
Take me to your leader.
That's pretty funny, Richie. With that thing upside down, you really look like an alien from space. Come on, we better get it back in the box.
All right.
Richie, it doesn't seem to want to come off.
It has to. Pull.
I'm trying to. It's really good, Richie.
What you mean I'm trapped in here?
No, hold on. Don't panic. Let me try again. Pull your chin in.
Pull my chin in?
If there's anything getting caught in there, it's your chin.
Okay, have it pull back as far as I can get it. Give it another try, Paul.
Alright, here we go. 1, 2, 3. I don't believe it. Richie, it's really stuck on there.
But it can't be. How am I gonna eat?
Through a long straw?
Paul, you have to get me out of here. You're older. Do something.
Okay. Let me go upstairs and get some grease.
Grease? What kind of grease?
The kind I use on my bike chain. Stay here, I'll be right back.
Paul? Paul, you there, Paul? Hello? Hello? I think I just heard the door open and close.
Mrs. Thorne? You here? Uncle Jerry? Hi, Richie.
Hey, Preston.
What's new?
Oh, nothing much. You?
Nothing much.
We'll be back with more Jerry and the Pirates right after this.
And now we return to Jerry and the Pirates. Alright, we're gonna give it another try. Preston, you grab the right handle, and I'll grab the left handle. Richie, you ready?
Yes.
Alright, on three. One, two...
Wait a minute!
What, Richie?
Are you gonna pull when you say the word three, or are you gonna pull right when you actually sit?
A beat after.
Okay, just making sure.
Here we go. One, two, three. Try again. One, two, three. It's no use, Richie. I can't get it off.
But you have to.
I'm trying.
Oh, man. I got the bike grease in my mouth.
Richie, can you breathe all right in there?
Yes.
Well, he's still alive anyway.
Richie, I don't know what to do.
Holt, you can't give up on me now.
Hey, I don't want to make the situation worse than it already is, but Uncle Jerry just pulled into the garage.
Hide me, guys. Help me get upstairs. Uncle Jerry can't see me like this.
All right, stand up.
Whoa, this is really heavy. I almost fell backwards with the weight of it.
Well, don't fall. Your head might go through the floor. Come on. Grab the box, Paul.
Right.
Yeah, I know, Tracy. I just...
We had plans to go to Commodore tonight, and you forgot.
I didn't forget, but like I said, I just went there with Cranker for a business lunch, and I don't want to go back for dinner in a few hours.
Well, let's go to the Gloucester house instead.
I don't know if I feel like driving all the way up to Gloucester.
You make it sound like it's on the other side of the world. It's right up the coast a little bit.
So's Canada.
I thought you liked the Gloucester house.
I do, but not a few hours after the Commodore. Anyway, I'm home now. I'll call you later.
All right. Don't forget.
Forget what?
Call me.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
Ow.
What was that? Hello? Wonder what that's all about.
Hi, Uncle Jerry.
Preston.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, very strange indeed. And where are Paul and Richie?
Upstairs.
I see, all right. Anything going on I should know about?
That you should know about? No, nothing.
All right. Oh, I see the mayor came by for his package.
The mayor? Oh.
Do you know what was in that heavy box?
No. What?
A vase.
A vase? That's strange, isn't it?
Well, it's a special vase.
Special? How special?
It was once owned by the Emperor Napoleon.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Was it expensive, do you think?
Very. He paid $10,000 for it.
$10,000? For a flower vase? Gee, it's nice to have money, ain't it? Well, I gotta go now. I just thought of something I want to tell Richie.
All right.
Guys, we got trouble. Big trouble.
Bigger than this?
Yes. Do you know what you have on your head?
Yeah, a silver vase. What a dumb question.
And the vase was bought by Mayor Quigley at a price of $10,000?
$10,000? Are you kidding?
$10,000? As in dollars?
It was once owned by Napoleon.
The Napoleon? The short guy at the Battle of Waterloo?
That's the one.
Well, I may as well give myself up.
Give up? What are you talking about? Davenport never gives up.
Right, he gets caught a lot and gets into trouble, but he never gives up.
This is bad.
I've got it.
What?
We fill the bathtub with boiling hot water and stick Richie's head in it.
Huh? Why?
Because when a material is heated, the kinetic energy of that material increases, and its atoms and molecules move all around like crazy. So each atom takes up more space because it's moving and jumping around, and because of this, the material will expand, and the vase will slip off Richie's head.
You're kidding, right?
Not at all. It's a scientific fact.
I'm not going to put my head in boiling hot water.
Why not?
Because if I don't boil to death, I'll drown.
Oh yeah, I didn't think of that.
Paul, any ideas?
Well, one.
What?
We go downtown to the jewelry store and see if they have any tools you could get this off with.
Jewelry store? Are you kidding? What kind of tools would they have?
I don't know, but I know they'll have more choices than what we have here with boiling hot water.
True, but how do we get there? I mean, won't I look conspicuous?
We'll just be careful. After we get out of the house, it doesn't matter. We'll be in the clear.
Sounds like a good plan, Paul.
I don't know if it's good or not, but it's the only one I've got.
All right, what time is it?
Almost 4.
You better get going, then.
Preston, you're the advance guard.
What do I do?
You make sure Uncle Jerry doesn't see us walk through the house to the door. And then you make sure Mayor Quigley doesn't see us while we're outside and head towards town.
All right, I'm off like a flash.
Wait a minute.
What?
We need to work out a signal, so you can warn us if Uncle Jerry or the mayor are close to seeing us.
Good idea. What's the signal?
Whistle. 3 times.
No can do.
Why?
Can't whistle, remember?
What kind of signal can you do?
I can do a Bob White bird call.
Can?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, you got the advance guard job. Ready to move out?
Ready.
Good. Shove off.
I hope this works.
Me too. Let's move out.
Ouch!
Sorry about that.
Paul, I can't see the walls. You have to help me.
Sorry, I'm here. Okay.
Where are we?
On the stairs. Only 2 more to go.
Hi, Uncle Jerry.
Hello, Preston.
Can I ask you something?
Sure, of course you can. I've always told you that. Is there something you want to talk about?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there is.
Well?
Can we get a monkey tree puzzle tree?
A what?
A monkey tree puzzle tree.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Why?
Because they look nice. And if we ever get a monkey, he'll have a tree to climb.
What was that?
Oh, I think it was Paul taking the trash out.
Oh, well, we can talk about this some other time, Preston.
What's wrong with now?
Well, if you look out the bay window, Mayor Quigley is walking toward the house.
Mayor Quigley? Bad boy! Bad boy! Bad boy! Bad boy! Bad boy!
Hold up a second.
Is that supposed to be a Bob White bird call?
I guess so. I think Uncle Jerry's coming to the front door. Quick, we'll hide in the coat closet.
If I were you.
Why not? It's the mayor.
How can we be sure he might be a spy?
Preston, don't be silly. Good afternoon, Mayor.
Yes, yes, what a day.
How was the golf?
Not one of my better scores.
Golf? On a day like this?
Ice golf.
Oh.
I just came by to pick up my vase.
Vase?
Yes, I asked the delivery man to drop it off here. He arrived, I imagine?
Yep, I signed for it myself.
Wonderful. Let me take it and I'll be on my way.
Sure thing. It's in the kitchen.
Boy, that was close.
Too close for me.
They just went into the kitchen. As soon as they discovered the vase is missing, our lives are over.
Preston?
It's over.
Preston, could you, Paul, and Richie come here for a moment?
Oh, no. Now what do we do?
Guys, go. Tell him that I'm busy.
Busy doing what?
Just tell him my head is stuck in a problem. He knows I'm not good with math. He'll believe me.
You want to see us, Uncle Jerry?
Yes.
Hi, Mayor.
Davenport.
Where's Richie?
His head is stuck in a problem.
Doing his homework? Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, when I went out this afternoon, I left a package on the table, a rather large package, and now it's gone. Any idea where it might have gone to?
Nope.
Nope.
That leaves Richie.
I'm sure he didn't take it. What would you want to do with an old vase anyway?
Aha!
Richie, come in here, please.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, no. Oh, that's my vase. My Napoleon one-of-a-kind original. What are you doing with that on your head?
It got stuck there?
How?
Well, I...
And don't tell me some story. I want the truth.
The truth?
Yes.
Boy, sure is dark in here. Could Can you help me get out of this thing?
Here, let me see. Here.
Careful, it's worth $10,000.
Wow. Richie, this is on really tight. Can you breathe in there?
Yes.
Well, there's nothing to do but that Richie will need to move in with me.
With you?
How do you figure?
I am going to prop him up, upside down, in a corner, so I can admire my new vase.
With me sticking out of it? That's torture!
I know! A real eyesore, but I'll get used to it after a time.
He's all yours, Mayor.
Uncle Jerry, no!
Come along, you!
So how does it feel to be normal again, Richie?
I can't believe I can breathe again.
It's a good thing that sheet metal company was still open. Did you see the size of the saw they had to use to slice down the sides of the vase?
Yeah, it was cool.
Uncle Jerry, I'm really sorry about this, and I'm even more sorry about all the money it cost.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Well, it's over, and I hope you learned a lesson.
You don't have to worry. I won't be putting my head into a vase ever again.
Good, but what I meant was, when you're in a jam like that, tell me. Don't try to get out of it yourselves.
Yeah, we should have known that.
Oh, man, you have to write a check to the mayor for $10,000? I feel awful.
Why?
$10,000.
I'll get it back.
You will? How?
Well, I merely fronted you a loan.
A loan?
Sure.
I don't understand.
You're going to pay me back every penny of that $10,000. Interest-free, of course.
Huh? How?
Your weekly allowances, and I'll up those from $20 a week to $100 a week.
Our allowances are going up to $100 a week? Wow!
Yeah, but you won't see a dime. It's going into the loan payback.
Not even living expenses?
Nada. Then, this summer, all three of you are getting summer jobs for the whole summer, and every dime will go into paying back the loan. I figure you should have it paid back by the time you're in your 30s.
My 30s, I'll be an old man.
Older than dirt.
Yeah, and that's pretty old.
You can say that again. Been there, done that.
This has been Jerry and the Pirates, starring Jerry Robbins. Co-starring were Rob Cattell as Paul, Connor Doherty as Richie, and Ricky McDonald as Preston. With Diane Capen as Tracy, Lincoln Clark as Mr. Cranker, Marsha Friedman as Mrs. Thorne, and J.T. Turner as Mayor Quigley. Tonight's show was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by M.J. Cogburn. The music was by Jeffrey Gage. Mark Vanderberg was the executive producer. This is Chris Snyder speaking. And now, bloopers!
Come in, it's open.
Good morning, Mr. Davenport, good morning.
Mayor, have a seat.
Why, thank you very much.
There's coffee in the putt there.
See, when I get into trouble, my look doesn't look like anything, which is why I get away with it most of the time.
Let me see your look.
Like this, see?
I was hoping you'd do a look. Okay, got it.
Paul, you have to get me out of here. You're older, do something.
Okay, okay. Let me go upstairs and get some grease.
Grease? What kind of grease?
Grease lightning? No.
Do you know what was in that heavy box?
No. What?
A vase.
A vase?
A vase. Well, you can go, I can go a vase and you can go a vase? Okay. A vase.
A vase?
The Napoleon, the short guy at the Battle of Waterloo?
That's the one.
I know how to spell one, guys.
Yeah, Jerry, you know how to spell one. W-O-N.
I don't.
You were just thinking about battles.
No, it's just...
Oh, that actually might have worked. Battle of Waterloo. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
That's the win.
You make sure Uncle Jerry doesn't see us walk through the house to the door. And then you make sure Mayor Keating... Keating?
Oh my god.
That's serious.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Quigley.
That was from a whole other show.
It is
Mayor
Keating.
That's wonderful.
It's from the Dibble show.
Dibble.
Oh my goodness. It's weird, yeah. Okay, so who is this Mayor Quigley?
I can do a Bob White bird call.
Is it Bob White the nose guy?
That's Bob Hope.
And anyway, by the way, I can whistle.
Oh, there is a Bob White bird. You're okay there.
No, Bob White is a bird that goes like, it sounds like you've seen Bob
Who's Bob Hope?
Yeah. Bob White was the nose guy from Pinocchio.
Who's Bob Hope?
Oh my god.
A singer?
No, he's a comedian.
Absolutely wonderful.
Like one of the most famous of all time.
That's funny.
I probably knew he was.
Weird looking people always are comedians.
He lived to be 100.
Hold up a second.
Is that supposed to be a Bob White bird call?
I guess so. Let's hide in the coat.
That's not so
creepy. Let's hide in the coat closet.
Here, Richie, jump in my coat.
This has been a production of the Colonial Radio Theater on the air.